so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for checking in tonight. Recently, we've done shows focused on meals, breakfast, dinner, and dessert. So we might as well finish up the evening with an adult beverage. Well, okay, a whole bunch of adult beverages. There's a lot to choose from, both in the beverages and in the songs and themes. For example, stereotypically, people drink to drown their sorrows over a lost love, and got quite a few of those tonight, as well as a few about folks quitting drinking and the reasons for that. And we even have a couple that express a desire for a very specific kind of beverage. But we start off with a set that is focused on what can happen with indulging just a bit too much, and predictably, it doesn't turn out well. We lead off with Omar and the Howlers and Quiet Whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf, we're so quiet there by yourself. Things went fine till they took you down, opened you up and they passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down, took one drink and it started to clown. Patching a haze with Jane and Jack, Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang, what did you see? In walked Henry and Fred Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low, they hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things went fine and they took you down, opened you up and they passed you around. On the shelf and they grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in. They reached up and grabbed your brother Jim. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, wondering if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine, you without a doubt, he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things went fine till they took you down, opened you up and they passed you around. To start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life. Now he's in the corner where the police was white. Frank's so drunk he can hardly see. Trying to make love to Penelope. Duck a bottle and she hit him in the jaw. And that's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf. We're so quiet there by yourself. Then we find that they took you down. Pulled you up and they passed you around.
I've got the end. than I've ever been.
The unmistakable voice of Waylon Jennings and Hitting a Bottle Again from his album Right for the Time that was released back in 1996. And at the time, Waylon, like other country artists, really wasn't getting along very well with the major labels. So he went with an indie label called Justice Records. By the way, Willie just happened to be working with them at the time. And he recorded this album. Apparently, the album came together pretty quickly and spontaneously, which is probably for Waylon was maybe the best, as many listeners know. Waylon was born in Littlefield, Texas, was the bass player for Buddy Holly, and he infamously gave up his seat on the ill-fated plane that crashed with Buddy Holly and others aboard. Waylon was notorious for his drinking, and he confessed that part of the problem was survivor's guilt from that plane crash the day the music died. Before Waylon, we heard Omar and the Howlers and Quiet Whiskey from their 1999 album Swingland. You also heard Fathead Newman on tenor sax, Kaz Kazanoff on tenor and barry sax, and Gary Selcha on trumpet, Derek O'Brien on guitar, Nick Connolly on piano, and George Raines on drums, and George sometimes played with Stevie Ray Vaughan. That band started in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, but they moved to Austin in the mid-70s, a little shakeup in their membership there, and then they've been playing since Omar Dykes got everybody together back again. They are still playing, and I count about 25 albums that they have. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. Tonight, we're drinking in some music about drinking from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, totally sober while operating these machines, because otherwise it would not be pretty. Thanks for listening. We're going to start now the section of the show about why some folks drink, sometimes to excess. And, of course, it's losing love. We are going to start off with Willie, joined by his son, Lucas, and every time he drinks, he thinks of her.
Mm-hmm. time he drinks, he thinks of her. But every morning her memory fades away. Living is easy now, but it just might get worse. Cause every time he drinks, he thinks of her.
And in the morning he wakes up with a smile, and the road still has him humming every mile. But the party life is dangerous when you left your love behind, cause it hides in every bottle that you find. Every time he drinks, he thinks of her. And in the morning, her memory drains away. Living is easy now, but it might get worse, cause every time he drinks, he thinks of her.
That he can live his life without her and leave her love as easy as it came.
But if he keeps on drinking, then his mind will keep on thinking, and his heart will die remembering her name. And every time he drinks, he thinks of her. When in the morning her memory drains away. Living is easy now, but it might get worse, cause every time he drinks, he thinks of her. And every time he drinks, he thinks of her. But in the morning, her memory drains away. And living is easy now, but it might get worse, cause every time he drinks, he thinks of her.
For the table and board, I pulled hard on the sorrow and smoke. Raising up my bottle, I looked for a chance as you set your glass down on the bar with a glance at me. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, shuffleboard and neon light. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, cigarettes and whiskey tonight. Recky said she's out of your league, let her go. As I watched you pick your partner on that old dance floor, I know it didn't work out the first time we tried, but I'd do anything to have you by my side again. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, peel the label off of Miller Lights. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, I sit here thinking about you every night. Were you the one who faltered? Was I the one who strayed? Maybe God left us out of the plans he made. There's some misbeginnings and things that never start, for these are the ghosts that run around in my heart. When I see that where I'm going isn't where I wanna be, I get the urge to look you up, see if you would come and meet me. Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, hey buddy, have you got a light? Down at the Horseshoe Lounge, just one more and I'll be alright. Everybody now, down at the Horseshoe Lounge, about you every night.
out the quarters for the table and broke while I pulled hard on the sorrow and smoke.
Slate Cleaves. With the Horseshoe Lounge, and that was recorded live at the Horseshoe Lounge, and that came from his 2011 album Sorrow and Smoke. You also heard Michael O'Connor on the guitar and Oliver Steck on accordion. Horseshoe Lounge was on South Lamar in Austin for 50 years before it was moved to East Riverside in 2015. The shuffleboard table, which reputedly, and I've played on, it's good. It's one of the best in the city. The jukebox and the staff also moved with it, and now they allow credit cards, and they provide liquor at the new location. Previously, they only served beer. Renee Goodwin, who is the co-owner, reportedly was the nicest bartender you'll ever meet until you got out of line, according to their website. That's why you won't see photos of old Willie or Waylon here. She kicked their drunken asses out. We're going to hear more from Slade later in the show. Before Slade, we heard the aforementioned Willie Nelson and his son Lucas. With Every Time He Drinks, He Thinks of Her, from Willie's album Heroes, released in 2012. Lucas wrote that song, and he appears on the vast majority of other songs on the album. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas live on 101.9 FM and streaming on thevoiceofashon.org and, of course, on the app. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight to these songs from Texas musicians about drinking.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
Well, thanks to our underwriters, thanks to all you listeners and supporters in particular. I think all of us who are volunteer producers, probably about 40 or 50 of us, really appreciate that. We can stay on the air and do everything we can to make your life more wonderful. We're in the midst of a section about the stereotypical reason for people drinking, lost love. We're going to have a couple more, leading off with Delbert McClinton and the classic One Scotch, One Bourbon, and One Beer.
One Scotch, One Bourbon, One Beer. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One Scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. Now I don't want soda nor bubble gum. Got what I want, just serve me some. Since my baby's been gone, everything's lost. I'm on this kick and I can't get off. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. Listen here, I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One Scotch, one bourbon, one beer. My woman started me on this spree. I can't find her and she can't find me. She left this morning, said she wouldn't stay. She's been out all night and it's the break of day. One Scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. One Scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. Please, Mr. Bartender, listen here. I ain't here for trouble, so have no fear. One Scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. it strong. I got to find my baby takes all night long. One scotch, one bourbon, one beer. One scotch, one bourbon, and one beer. I think that do. I think that probably get it done. I'm so lonesome. My friend told me she was no good. Oh, but she was good. She was real good. Oh, well, hell. I guess I have to find me another.
Down low, lower than you thought you could go, among the wreckage and the ruin, and look around real slow. Can you feel nothing more than you do now? Oh, whiskey, how could I let it come to this? I am leaning on you, heavy, missing.
That was Beth Wood, originally out of Lubbock, but now living and making music in Sisters, Oregon, making poetry, conducting workshops. She does a lot of great stuff down there. The album was Sometimes Love, released in 2014, and it's kind of a unique album. And all the songs grew out of Beth's Song of the Month Club, which she started about a year before that. I first knew Beth when she and Islander R. James recorded an album called Deep Blue that was released right here at the VCA, and I was able to talk with her and hear of her years in Lubbock before she moved out here. Speaking of people who were born in Lubbock, we led off with Delbert McClinton and the classic One Scotch, One Bourbon, and One Beer. You also heard Yates McKendry on drums and upright bass and Kevin McKendry on piano. That came from Delbert's 2022 COVID album called Outdated Emotion, in which he records a whole bunch of classic songs such as Stagger Lee and Long Tall Sally and Move It On Over, plus some of his own songs. He still sounds pretty good for a guy who started out playing harp still in his teens in dive bars in Fort Worth back in the 60s. And in fact, he played the signature harp riff on Bruce Channel's 1962 album, number one hit, Hey Baby. Let's do a couple more in the Lost Love vein, both with a little bit of twang. Here is Bill Kirchen with Wine, Wine, Wine.
I stopped in here like I always do before I lose my cool. I need to let my mind relax. I think I've had enough. Come on, wine, 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 do your stuff. Come on, wine, take me for a ride. Let my thoughts go flying high. Let my brain unwind. She let me down too many times. I think I've had enough. Come on, wine, 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 do your stuff.
bubbles in my beer. But come in, Tom, and give us a lowdown on it.
Tonight in a bar alone I'm sitting.
Yes?
Apart from the laughter and the cheer.
That's not good.
While scenes from the past rise before me. Just watching the bubbles in my beer. A vision of someone who loved me brings a long silent tear to my eyes. Oh, I know that my life's been a failure. Just watching the bubbles in my beer.
Bob Wills, the one, the only Bob Wills on fiddle, Tommy Duncan on vocals, and the rest of the Texas Playboys with Bubbles in My Beers. Supposedly, Bob asked Cindy Walker, who wrote a bunch of songs for Bob and the Playboys, asked her to write a song after he observed the bubbles in his own beer, and I think she'd done pretty good with that. Bob was called the King of Texas Swing, and while he didn't invent it, he certainly popularized it. They were a dance band with a country string section that played pop songs as if they were jazz numbers and kind of blended all those different things together. One of those popular bands in the 50s. Bob was born in Cossey, Texas, somewhere between Waco and College Station, and that's about all there is out there. They were huge in Texas, and then they moved to Tulsa, and they refined their music even more there. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame and a huge influence on a whole bunch of people, and our opening band, Asleep at the Wheel, is dedicated to keeping his music alive. Before Bob Wills, we heard Bill Kirchen with Austin DeLeon and Wine, Wine, Wine from their album Transatlantic Canna, released in 2016, and a fine album it is. Bill was on vocals and guitar, Austin was on keys, and bassman Riley was on bass, Malcolm Mills on drums, and Bobby Black on pedal steel. Bill was a key player in Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen from the 1970s, and as a matter of fact, that's where I first heard this song, was done by Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. So Bill played a huge role in meshing rockabilly and country and rock and roll together, and he spent many years playing and touring with Nick Lowe, and he played with Elvis Costello frequently and even released a record on Elvis's label as well. I could count about 10 albums of his. He moved to Austin in 2011. You're listening to songs about drinking and the reasons for it, as well as trying to quit. All on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. So we've had a lot of people drinking seemingly without much discernment as to what it is that they're drinking, other than the type of beverage, wine or beer or Delbert, scotch, bourbon, and beer. Next up, we have a set with more discriminating taste. We lead off with Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris and Bluebird Wine.
Baby brought me in out off the highway, poured my right good liquor down a sink, straightened out my crooked ways of thinking, made it purely pleasure when I drink. And it's all right now, I just hit my stride right off the bat. I am drunk on blueberry.
guitar. Write some pretty song about me and you. And it's all right now. I just hit my stride high. Right off the bat, I'm drunk on
clean. He did not like it watered down. He took it straight up and neat. If it was bad enough for him, you know it's bad enough for me. Hemingway's whiskey. You know it's tough out there. Good news is hard to find. Living one word to the next, one line at a time. Now there's more to life than whiskey. There's more to words than rhyme. Sometimes nothing works. Sometimes nothing shines like Hemingway's whiskey. For him, Hemingway's whiskey, warm and smooth and mean, even when it burns, it'll always finish clean. He did not like it watered down, he took it straight up and neat. If it was bad enough for him, you know it's bad enough for me. Hemingway's whiskey.
The late great Guy Clark. Hemingway's Whiskey from his 2016 album, I got it from anyway, The Best of the Dual Tone Years. It originally appeared on his 2009 album, Someday the Songs Write You. Holly Gleason, writer for Rolling Stone, described Guy in the liner notes as probably the closest thing to Hemingway, Nashville, or the Lone Star State would probably ever see. Lean prose, gut strings ringing out, and a hard-won dignity that embraced tenderness as the ultimate manifest of roughness. He also called him the channeler of the human condition. I can't top that. Before Guy, we heard his good friend Rodney Crowell, along with Emmylou Harris and Bluebird Wine. I first heard a version of this song in the excellent documentary called Heartworn Highways about the beginnings of the genre of Americana music in the last weeks of 1975 and the first of 1976. And you can see young Rodney Crowell and a young Steve Earle. Both of them were mentored by Guy Clark. The version you heard was Rodney and Emmylou Harris, longtime bandmate and collaborator since Rodney joined her hot band after they met at the Armadillo World Headquarters in Austin in the mid-70s. It was on their Grammy Award-winning album Old Yellow Moon, and Emmylou also recorded it prior to this record on her Pieces of the Sky album. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of the drinking edition of Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening.
This portion of EOV programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Energy. If you're looking to save money on your energy bills, PSE offers rebates on a variety of products and equipment to help you upgrade the comfort and efficiency of your home. Visit pse.com/rebates to learn more.
This portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at VashonCenterForTheArts.org.
Well, thanks again to our underwriters and all our supporters and listeners out there. We really appreciate it. Well, we're going to step into the section of the show where musicians realize that maybe quitting is a better path for them than doing what they're doing. Well, one group has a weird way of saying that, but they kind of do. They get it across. Who else but the Austin Lounge Lizards, When Drunks Go Bad?
He only stops in sometimes. He only has one beer. I remember when he used to spend his every evening here. Now when he gets up to go home, he acts just like he's glad. Oh, it's not a very pretty sight when drunks go bad. When drunks go bad, it reflects upon us all. When we sit beneath the neon beer sign flashing on the wall. When drunks go bad, it's a low-down crying shame. When he discovered virtue, he gave vice a dirty name. He used to buy them wicky-wacky bowls for blondes and short tight skirts. And at closing time, well, he'd smuggle out a six-pack in his shirt. What he did not know about cheating wouldn't fill a Dixie cup. Over pink champagne in some cheap motel, he'd whisper, bottoms up. When drunks go bad, it reflects upon us all. When we listen to our urge to sin, sometimes heed the call. When drunks go bad, it's a low-down crying shame. When he discovered virtue, he gave vice a dirty name. Now he's gone back to his wife, begun the social climb. He asks about us when he stops in here from time to time. The pagan saints of wine and lust no longer drive him mad. All the girls and I are still wondering why some drunks go bad. When drunks go bad, it reflects upon us all. While we shuffle on the dance floor underneath the mirrored ball. When drunks go bad, it's a low-down crying shame. When he discovered virtue, he gave vice a dirty name. When he discovered virtue, he gave vice a dirty name. Well, there's a rain ruins my alibi. I'm down to telling you my red-eyed night. It's not that some bright path that calls me from my home. Is that fine backsliders wine? My mama sings loud in my memory. Oh, son, don't wear no black eyes shine. Fight for fight for right. Do not bring backsliders wine. But I took myself for a strong and loving soul. Well, I found my skill face down on the barroom floor. Has become of me. They're not dreams. Backsliders wine.
Jerry Jeff Walker with Backsliders Wine from the iconic album Viva Terra Lingua that was recorded live in Leukenbach, Texas, which is about an hour outside of Austin. According to Jerry Jeff, a mobile recording station was driven down from New Jersey and they set up in the dance hall. They moved some hay bales around and created a little space, and Jerry Jeff and the Deaf Cowboys band set up and they let it rip. Now, why Leukenbach, you may ask? Well, Jerry Jeff had met Hondo Crouch at one of Jerry Jeff's shows, and he really liked him. As Jerry Jeff said, being a lover of dreamers, drunks, and desperados, and Hondo embodies the good points of all three. He made it a point to see Hondo at least once a year, and then Hondo bought the little tiny town of Leukenbach, and recording there was a natural for him. Terry and I made a pilgrimage there once on a hill country long weekend. Before Jerry Jeff, we heard the Austin Lounge Lizards and When Drunks Go Bad from the Highway Cafe of the Damned album, released in 1988. Primary Lizards, when this album was cut, were Hank Card on guitar, Paul Sweeney on mandolin, Tom Pittman on banjo and pedal steel, Kirk Williams on bass, and Conrad Dreitzler on guitar. And they all sing, but Kirk and Conrad typically take the lead. They started out in the 70s, and Pittman, Dreitzler, and Card have been there through many changes in personnel, and virtually all their songs are twisted, and they're funny, and they're weird, and many of them are politically themed. And boy, did the Reagan years really take a major hit from them during that time. But often overlooked, I think, is their musicianship, which is pretty damn fine. Listen to songs about drinking, a couple of reasons for drinking and quitting drinking, right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. We're going to go out the door with one more song about quitting drinking. This one is a bit of a story about enforced quitting. And as a side note, another example of enforced quitting came in Texas when David Crosby was caught at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport with a gun and cocaine. He went to jail for 5 months or so with no access to cocaine. As Stephen Stills said, David had snorted his house, his guitars, most of his money, and soon his beloved boat would have gone up his nose and probably his life without that time in jail. So we started the show with whiskey, helping start a fight, and we're going to finish the show in a similar manner. Here's Slade Cleaves again with Drinking Days live at the Horseshoe Lounge.
Our drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. My buddies say they're gonna miss me, but who could ever tell? I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. I used to hang at the Horseshoe. You'd see me spinning at the Broken Spoke. I'd take my band down to Green Hall. We lived on whiskey and smoke. Don't know how it all started. Didn't mean to hurt no one. Some bad luck, and what's done can't be undone. Well, it was way past midnight, and it had hollered out last call. I turned around, and Wranglin' Ron was headed for a brawl. I didn't know that other guy was a cop. I guess I didn't care. And sometimes you gotta act like you got a pair. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. No more fights, no more neon lights. I guess it's just as well. I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. To Huntsville, and I'll be there for a while, staring out a mesh window, mile after mile. I don't have any regrets, well, maybe just a few, but a man's gonna do what he's gonna do. My drinking days are over, no more nights at the carousel. My buddies say they're gonna miss me, they can go to hell. I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My
drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. I never knew what time it was till closing time came round. My drinking days are over, but I'm still trouble bound. My drinking days are over. Thank you so much, everybody. Yeah. I can't believe we're here at the Horseshoe Lounge actually playing a show. So much fun. You know, I've told a few people this, but it's kind of embarrassing that when I first moved to Austin, I lived nearby. So Horseshoe Lounge and Saxon were some of the first places that we saw driving around. And I did an open mic at the Saxon for a few years, but it was many years of driving by the Horseshoe Lounge before I worked up the courage to come in through the door. I wish I'd come in sooner. Here's an outlaw song about tough guys in my school, my high school.
That was Slade Cleaves on vocals and acoustic guitar, Michael O'Connor on acoustic lead guitar and vocals, Oliver Steck on accordion and harmonica and vocals on Boogie Back to Texas, right here on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for being here tonight, and we will see you next week.